There is a general consensus among the House and Senate, as well as mental health stakeholders, that people with mental illness risk overwhelming Florida's criminal justice system. So Miami Senator Miguel Diaz de la Portilla and Jacksonville Representative Charles McBurney are working together on bills to establish a framework for mental health courts to more efficiently address these cases. Both Republicans are doing this as chairs of their respective judiciary committees. Here's Diaz de la Portilla.
The bill authorizes the Department of Children and Families to create a pilot program to treat offenders who have been found incompetent to proceed to trial or found guilty by reason of not guilty by reason of insanity. As a community-based forensic commitment program, the program offers an alternative to traditional incarceration for persons who do not have a significant history of violence. The program will be modeled on Miami-Dade's Forensic Alternative Center.
McBurney, the bill's House sponsor, says it also includes help for veterans and juvenile offenders.
So this bill expands the definition of veteran for the purposes of participation in veterans court to include those discharged or released under a general discharge. Allows judges to require qualifying veterans to participate in treatment programs as part of their probation or community control, and allows a juvenile offender with mental illness to be admitted to a delinquency pretrial program for treatment purposes, and allows a judge to dismiss charges against the juvenile upon the juvenile's successful completion of the program.
Laura Humans with the Florida Association of Counties supports the measure.
This is one of the Association of Counties priority bills this session. We do fund the problem-solving courts, and we also fund a lot of the mental health services. So we appreciate this support from the state.
Barney Bishop with the Florida Smart Justice Alliance is a big supporter as well.
Smart Justice supported this excellent bill last year. We support this bill this year. It's really a no-brainer bill, and it's kind of amazing that some of the things in this bill hasn't already been done by 2015, but it's always a good time to get it done, so we fully support this bill.
Deerfield Beach Democratic Representative Gwendolyn Clark Reed has similar thoughts, adding she remembers last year supporting a similar effort by McBurney.
And Chair McBurney, I want to again this year say how, you know, this bill is going to really change the lives of many folks and families, too, whose loved ones have been languishing in these prisons where they really don't need to be. So I'm looking forward to the implementation of the new pilot program, as well as seeing this move further along.
And as for Orlando Democratic Representative Victor Torres, he says the measure holds a special place.
As a veteran, I really salute you, and I appreciate you bringing this bill forward. Many veterans returning home are subject to mental illnesses, and anything that can help our veterans, I'm all for it.
The House measure is now headed to the floor after passing its last committee last week. Meanwhile, the Senate measure has only had one hearing so far, but is slated for its second committee hearing Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.